Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Sarah Feek. She is doing a great thing with a little help from her friends up there in Helper. It is the Summer Art Club in Helper. We're going to talk all about these fun little projects that they've come up with to keep the kids busy all during the summer and, you know, give them something to do. I guess we're going to put it that way, right? Sarah, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
It should be really fun.
Well, let's talk about the kind of the brainchild and where this kind of came from.
I have been very fortunate to be involved with the Helper Project for some other things as well. And so I have a working relationship with Melanie Steele, and she and I came up with this, and I've been bouncing ideas off of her, and she's been really supportive. And she took this idea of the Helper Summer Art Club to the Helper Project, and they were so generous and said that they would fund this project for us.
So you've come up with, what do we got there? About six different projects, and you're saying every 2 weeks you'll have a new project, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one starts this Tuesday, May 26th. Let's talk about foil figures. What are we going to do with that?
So the foil figures project, I have directions in there that talk about how to do it. You're basically just building a foil figure, almost like a trophy kind of a thing, and you'll build that out of foil. So in the kit, there will be several sheets of foil as well as some pipe cleaners and then directions. And on the directions, it has pictures that describe what you're doing as well as some QR codes that you can scan with your phone, and it'll take you to a website and show you some other interesting things and give you some other ideas about where that idea came from. There's a famous artist that was the inspiration for this, and his name, and I'm probably going to slaughter it, it's Alberto Gattamici, I think is how you say his name. But he made these fantastic figures that inspired this foil project. And so you can find those QR codes on the project as well.
You gotta have a little bit of the technology to keep the kids interested sometimes, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the QR codes, you can just scan them like with your cell phone, which just about everybody has one now, and so it's pretty simple. And
okay, and as you were saying, every 2 weeks you'll have something different. Now, some of the other ones, you've got a Zentangle Space Adventure, Zoo Trip Watercolor, This Rocks, Flower Pounding, and Tie-Dye Color Cords. Now, you were saying, especially when you were talking about flower pounding, that everything is in the kit with the exception of a few household things, right?
Yes. So, for instance, the flower pounding project will have the directions and the fabric and everything, but I'm not going to put a hammer in there. But most people have a hammer around their house, and so they can complete the project with the things that are around their house.
And so they're very simple, easy, fun-to-do art projects that will keep the kids, keep them involved and give them something to do this summer. Now, if they want to do these, do you have to kind of like register for it, or do you just show up and pick up the kits?
So I have already received an awful lot of a large response from people, a lot of emails, a lot of people contacting me on Facebook through the Helper Summer Art Club Facebook page. And so I'm pre-registering a lot of people that way. I'm going to try to have a few extra kits in case people didn't sign up. They can come and stand in line and get some. But if you absolutely want to make sure that you're going to get one, it's a good idea to email me or to message me through the Helper Summer Art Club on Facebook as well.
Okay. So. And then starting at, what do you got here, 1 p.m. on Tuesday, you're going to start handing these kits out, right?
Yes, and we'll be over at the Steel Fine Arts Studio, 51 South Main Street in Helper.
And all you got to do is just pull in, and they'll hand you your kit and on your way. So it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
We're trying to be very savvy with the COVID-19 precautions and everything. That way, everybody stay in your car. We're going to be wearing masks and just hand them their kits that they need so they can go home and complete the projects at home.
So taking all the precautions that you can with that. And, here's the best part I'm going to let you tell them because I don't want to spoil it. How much is this going to cost?
It is absolutely free. The Helper Project has been so generous and has paid for the supplies and for my time and everything.
So there you have it. Gives your kids something to do for the next 12 weeks, basically.
Yes.
And you know what? They're fun art projects, easy to do, and there's plenty of help there if you need the help for them, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sarah Feek, let's talk one last time. This is the Helper Summer Art Club. How can they get a hold of you again?
On Facebook through the Helper Summer Art Club, or you can email me at sarahfeek@gmail.com.
Okay, Sarah, thank you so much for doing this. It sounds like a lot of fun, and thanks for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.